Hey folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
Oh shit, but then I'll have a loose ass, and what happens is I end up getting shit stains on my underwear because the food gets pushed out because my stomach's so full.
Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com, featuring over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Let me tell you something. They know how to treat the freaks right. They're giving you guys the ability to get 50% off just about any item just by typing Tim into the offer coupon code at checkout. 50% off any item at AdamandEve.com.
I'll never forget the first time that I saw my four-year-old daughter's bowel movement in the toilet. And it literally scared me. She wasn't more than 45 pounds, but her bowel movement was about as thick as my wrist and about as long as her arm. And I thought, oh my God, how I got scared. I was going to call my wife. I thought, how could something that big come out of something, a little child that small? And I thought, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and I weigh 190 pounds, and by proportion to my size compared to hers, my bowel movements were very inadequate, to say the least.
Freaks, it's Thursday, November 13th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, spraying piss on the police, plus door-to-door penis flashings. It's the sex offender's version of Avon. And attacked over a Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. Excuse me, a Kraft cheese and macaroni dinner. It's the cheesiest. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Got a great show for you. At the top of the program, I, like many of you, have seen my fair share of porn. And the one thing most pornos have in common is the performers can't act at all. By now, it's, you know, a common cliche, porn acting, bad porn acting. Well, I've got some examples here of really, really awful bad porn acting, and they're bad for different reasons. The first one is just your standard poor acting performance. The scene involves a woman confronting the babysitter because she found out the babysitter was fucking her husband.
I want to talk to you about something. Do you need me to babysit next weekend?
No, this has nothing to do with babysitting. Rather, the fact that I found out you've been fucking my husband.
What?
Act surprised and innocent with me.
Oh my God, I can't believe you can say such a thing.
Well, believe it because it's true. I haven't been walking around
There is
no way.
We wouldn't have had a chance to do that.
When I'm not around, hello, think about it, little girl. I've been smelling your pussy on my sheets.
Mrs. Lawrence, it's got to be my husband.
Has been walking around.
When the actress got the script to this movie and came across the line, "I can smell your pussy on my sheets," I wonder if her eyes lit up and said, "This is the role of a lifetime. I've got to take it."
I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So don't sit there and act surprised at me.
No! I don't know what
and
you're talking about.
And how about the fact that I gave my husband a blowjob the other night, I could taste pussy on his cock, and it wasn't from me.
This character has such depth. Anyways, a little bit later in the scene, the husband is called in, and he sort of has to explain himself.
I don't know what I was doing. Sorry.
Well, that's because you're an idiot now, and you are a goddamn whore. You know what I want you to do?
Here's where the porn twist comes in. You know what I want you to do? Cue the porn music. By the way, do you guys notice what type of music is playing in the background here? It's like an action-adventure movie.
Listen, you little whore, I want you to suck my husband's cock right now in front of me since you do such a good job of it behind my back.
You want the babysitter to suck my dick? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I want you. I want you to suck on my husband's cock right now. Show me how much of a whore you really are. Come on, let's go. Come on. You get your cock out, Mal, now.
You sure?
Yes, I want you to suck his fucking cock right in front of me,
you
little bitch. Come on.
I don't think I can do this. Somehow I have a feeling you'll get over that anxiety and pull through like a champ. They always do. I can't get over that action, adventure, suspense music. It's not really fitting for a porno. Look, the crystal of Langdon is just over there, on Fire Mountain. But we're too weak. The Vulture Men will surely destroy us all.
For
fools! I don't need you anymore. I'm going alone. The Crystal of Langdon will be mine, and the sacred earth powers of Gringshire will turn me invincible! But first, I'm really horny. Who wants to let me make a cum deposit in their ass bank? And then the volcano explodes simultaneously with this dude blowing his load into that guy's ass bank. And then once again, the Crystal of Langdon is lost, and it's somewhere in the world of Gringshire. I'm a modern-day Tolkien, I believe. Alright, so there you go. That was the first bad porn acting, although I was more concerned with the music. This next one is just stupid. I mean, I know guys will jerk off to anything, but this is just distracting. It's some guy with a super soaker squirt gun, and he just screams, "I want ass," over and over again, and soaks some girl's, bikini and then fucks her.
I need some ass! I need ass! I need ass!
Like techno music playing in the background.
I need some ass! I need ass!
Yeah, you like it on this fucking nice ass, huh? You like it on this fucking big red ass, huh?
He's just squirting her in her ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at that fucking ass, huh?
Yeah, I don't think this works as a porn scene so much. I do think, however, it would be quite a club hit.
I need some ass. I need some ass.
I need ass.
No, it's Anal Thursday. Yes, Anal Thursday. All right, I've got one more bad porn clip here for you. And this one, I call it the battleship. You know why? Because after you watch it, you'll look down at your cock and say, "You sunk my erection." Take a listen to this porno.
Baby, it's our honeymoon. What? Why do you look so sad?
Oh, they're newlyweds. They're on their honeymoon.
Baby, it's our honeymoon. Why do you look so sad?
No, it's not tonight that I'm worried about.
Well, what is it?
You really want to know?
Yeah, baby. What's up?
I'm dying.
Is this like a joke or something? I don't understand.
See, I have brain cancer. Meow.
Whoever was brainstorming the idea for this porno really veered off course. I know what they were thinking, all right, what hasn't porn explored? Everything's been done before. I got it. Terminal cancer. We gotta somehow figure out how to make a brain tumor slutty. I hope to God that won an AVN award or two. There you go, just a few really awful porn clips. I've got a clip here of Father of the Year nominee. This guy had his son on a treadmill, wouldn't let him get off, and kept increasing the speed. Listen to this poor toddler break down and cry.
This is the world's fastest boy right here. We're going to increase the speed. Take your hand off the thing and just walk. Yeah, you can.
You can hear his poor little feet trying to keep up.
Just run, go. Go, turn the speed, man. Turn the speed up. Put it at 5.
No.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Go. Go, run. Run.
No.
Father is a monster.
You alright?
Just run!
Poor little bastard is gasping for air. Before we get into the news, I did promise you guys that I'd play some more Alexis K. Tyler. This is from Alexis's interview with Duke, who is handicapped. Guess he got in a car wreck or something. Anyways, he lost the use of his legs, and he has to use a penis pump, right? He had some sort of penis pump implant, where when he wants to have sex, he just squeezes this pump and it inflates his cock. Here he is talking about penises now.
Have you ever looked at a man's dick and shit sometimes? It remind me of baby and a con. Next time you put a penis in your hand, looking at it, where you're going to suck it or whatever, or screw it, just look at it. Then get your encyclopedia and look at them snakeheads.
So what your dickhead or your snakehead look like? You got a fat head on there, a skinny head, round like a mushroom.
One of them big old red link sausages.
Not no red, not no hot link.
Like a hot link. But you know, we got
his dick looks like a Jimmy Dean hot link sausage. Duke then talks about the one thing he doesn't like in regards to sex.
The only thing I don't like is when I get to a pussy that is too big.
Right.
Because it, to me, is a turnout. Because if I'm on a big pussy and I'm being on top, if I'm not able to have that trunk balance the way I did before I got hurt, it's hard to keep it up in there.
So how do you know the woman pussy too big?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep your dick up in a loose pussy. It'll just keep flopping out, apparently.
Yeah, he done stuck about 3 or 4 fingers up in that shit. It's big. Because, you know, pussy, since I've been injured, more of a mental thing. If I play with it or whatever, because I'm not ashamed to say I'm paralyzed. But I get off on it mentally. If a woman don't get into my mind mentally, she could walk by me buck ass naked all the time. It ain't no bother. But if I'm into her, then she turn me on. We can have a little business.
So what do you do if you give a woman her pussy too big and 3 or 4 fingers are slipped off and almost your whole fist? Do you continue or you just tell her, look, I can't do this?
Now, one thing I like about a big pussy, though, because if you work with a big pussy...
I feel like he's retracting his statement now. He's like, well, you know, the one thing I do like about big pussies...
Now, one thing I like about a big pussy, though, because if you work with a big pussy long enough... It shrinks up.
You just have to work with the big, loose pussy. You have to be its mentor or something. It's like being a big brother or big sister to a big cunt.
Long enough, it shrinks up.
Oh.
If she didn't took care of it well, because pussies are muscle. Mm-hmm. So, I had to change my strategy with a big pussy, because I like a big pussy.
When presented with a loose cunt, you really do have to change your strategy. This is a smart man. It's a whole different game plan.
It could be big and wet or small and wet. I like pussy. But anyway, I can change my position and turn like doggy style. That means she got to ride me forward or backwards. That way I can help her and pull her in and stuff.
Oh, just stick it in her ass. If she's got a loose pussy, just avoid it. Jam it in her asshole. Hopefully that's tight.
I got your dick, it's anal Thursday.
There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. You know, a lot of people call me the white male Oprah of porn, so I've got one thing to say. You get 50% off dildos, 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 and you get 50% off dildos. Yes, everyone gets 50% off dildos. AdamandEve.com is the place where you can find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including but not limited to dildos. They've also got movies, lingerie, lotions, condoms, lubes. If it has to do with intimate bedroom activity, chances are AdamandEve.com has it. We're talking products for women and men. And right now, just for Distorted View Freaks, you're going to get 50% off just about any item when you type in TIM for the offer coupon code at checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they're going to throw in a free gift. That's 50% off with offer code TIM at AdamandEve.com. When you think of men's thongs and clit vibrators, think of TIM. Ting! Sure, AdamandEve.com is ecstatic that they're sponsoring the show on Anal Thursday.
Boopy boop, it's Anal Thursday!
I should call Joe up and have him give a testimonial, because I was just on AdamandEve.com and I saw that they have they sell these things called fleshlights, and this is a toy for the gentleman. It's this thing that looks like a flashlight but has a pussy at the end of it instead of a light, and you hold it like a flashlight and you stick your dick in it and you use it to masturbate, and it has like all these fleshy folds and stuff. It's supposed to feel really good, and I think Joe was raving about it a long time ago, but you know, when he talks to me about those things, I just zone him out. What? You came in a flashlight? Oh, that's fantastic. Where do you want to eat? This isn't part of the commercial or anything. I just happen to be on the website now. They have this thing, it's a pocket ass, which sounds like a medical condition you wouldn't want. I've got ass pockets. Oh my god. Penicillin will clear that up, I hear. Anyways, the pocket ass is great. It looks like an ass. It's all puckered and shit. But then there's like this finger that's being used to sort of open it up a bit. And that's, I guess, where you stick your dick in. It's interesting. Seems like it would feel nice. If you want to check that out, it's all at adamandeve.com. All right, now let's get down to business. Enough of this nonsense. Someone should do a WebMD search for ass pockets. All right, just got word adamandeve.com canceled their sponsorship. Sorry about that. All right, first story we have for you today. This one comes from New Zealand. Mantanega Mason, 25, pleaded guilty in the Denver District Court yesterday to charges of indecent assault and obscene exposure for the October 2nd incident. What exactly transpired? Well, apparently he knocked on the door of a 49-year-old woman's house at around 4:20 p.m. and began begging her for money. He asked if he could come inside, if there was anyone else in the house, and if she had a husband, before stepping closer and asking if he could show her something. You gon' get raped. He then shoved his hands down the front of his track pants and began making sexual tongue flickings and licking movements. This apparently went on for several seconds. I can't believe that didn't work. Nothing is more alluring than some crazy man grabbing his junk and making clicking sounds with his tongue. He kept begging for money, telling the woman his gang was after him for not paying a prostitute and would slit his throat if he didn't come up with the cash. Moving closer, he continuously asked if he could enter and have a cup of tea. He's really trying every angle. Who would fall for that? Oh, you want some tea? Only dignified people drink tea. Now I know you're not going to start any riffraff with me. Now, what were you saying about needing to pay a prostitute? Tea is great, isn't it? Yes, he wanted to have a cup of tea so they could discuss the situation. The situation of this woman being raped in the very near future. When the victim refused, he said, I want to show you something. I want to show you this, before displaying his penis in a state of arousal. Mason had to be told more than once by the victim to cover up and leave the property, which he eventually did. When spoken to by police, he denied flashing the woman, but accepted the fact that his behavior of knocking on a random woman's door for a chat and a cup of tea was a bit odd. Judge Gregory Ross remanded Mason on bail until December 15th. There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one's a real short story. It comes from Nebraska. An unemployed man faces a domestic assault charge after he allegedly attacked his girlfriend last Saturday for making him macaroni for dinner. Bitch. Investigator Dale Matsusik said the woman called for help after locking herself in a bathroom. Matsusik, or whatever this guy's name is, I'm sure I fucked up that last name. There's like four Z's in it, and a C, and a K, and a couple A's, and a U, and an M. It's way too much for my little tiny brain to process, so we'll just call him Matsusik. Matsusik said that she had apparently been hit with a cooking pot, suffering a cut on her nose and a bruise on her face. I thought she liked macaroni and cheese. That's not a dinner. Yes, it is. It says so on the box. It's Kraft dinner. Don't you ever talk back to me. And that's when he cracked her on the head with the cooking pot. Oh, God, it hurts. That macaroni was boiled. Splashed all over my face. And then later she's out with her, like, sister shopping or something. Sister says, why are you all covered up? You got a scarf on your face and glasses. Take it off. No, I don't want to. Take off your glasses and your scarf. You've got such a pretty face. I don't want to. And then the sister takes them off, and then she gasps, oh my God, what are those burn marks? They look like they're in the shape of elbow macaronis. I don't know. I fell down the stairs. Or skinned my knee, I mean. Or walked into a doorknob. I don't know. I'm clumsy.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
And scene. Oh, Luca. I don't want to take the side of the, you know what's coming here. I don't want to take the side of the asshole guy who beat the shit out of her for making macaroni and cheese, but really, macaroni and cheese, that's it for dinner? Everyone knows that's a side dish, not a main course. You were just being lazy. What did we learn?
What can I do?
You can't do anything because you can't do anything right.
I don't know what to do.
Just shut up. Say it with an ingredients in your teeth.
I love that PSA. Little kids acting like adults. You can't do anything right. Finishing up with the story, according to the police report, the man was intoxicated, surprise, surprise, and assaulted the woman when he discovered she made macaroni for dinner. Food was tossed around the house as he hit the woman with the pot. The man was arrested and charged with second-degree domestic assault. There you go. Final story we have for you today comes from Wisconsin. A 35-year-old Waldo man was charged Wednesday for allegedly driving drunk and then proceeding to urinate on the arresting officer while in a squad car. I give that man some credit. I'm assuming he was handcuffed, so that takes a little bit of maneuvering. Police say Daniel L. Schiltz was pulled over at about 2 a.m. in the city of Plymouth after the officer saw him drive in the parking lane and nearly strike the curb while making turns. The officer followed Schiltz as he pulled into a gas station and promptly struck a pole, then nearly backed into the squad car before coming to a stop. Screech! I hope to God he tried to talk his way out of this one. I'm not drunk! I'm a creative driver. Schiltz was arrested after the officer smelled alcohol on his breath, and Schiltz failed field sobriety tests. While en route to the police station, Schiltz urinated in the backseat of the squad car and also sprayed some urine through the center divider, striking the officer in the back of the head. Schiltz was charged with misdemeanor fourth offense operating while intoxicated.
I need ass.
Felony discharging bodily fluids at a public safety worker.
I need ass.
And three counts of bail jumping.
I have brain cancer.
What? The bail jumping charges were tied to other pending felony cases. He could face up to 15 and a half years in prison if convicted on all counts. That, my friends, is your distorted news.
I have brain cancer.
I know. I'm very sorry about that. My heart goes out to you. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Timmy. This is Sideshow Freak, Naughty Nipples.
Hey, Naughty Nipples.
Jagoo. And Yabba Dabba Doo Now. I'm calling to say that, look, I'm a Sideshow member, but I'll buy a second Sideshow membership if you turn Yabba Dabba Doo Now into a ringtone.
The gay guy's doing
it. Ever. It fucking rocks. You rock, too. Thanks for the great show, as always.
I need to see if Luca is on MySpace Karaoke. I should do that song next.
Hey, Tim. It's Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Lifetime member.
Nice. That a girl.
Just wanted to let you know that I've been listening to some of your old shows, and thank God you quit calling it News of the Weird. Ugh.
You don't like
lame,
that?
Man. Lame. I'm so glad your show sounds so much better than it used to. It seems like, you know, every
used
year
to suck, right?
You listen to it, you're just getting better and better, and aww. I hope you keep getting better and better. Well, for a long, long time.
I made that my goal in life, just to keep improving being a fucktard.
Oh, I am a lifetime member person now, you know. I am one of your freaks. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Next up.
Tim, you're a fucking retard.
That's true.
I have heard you butcher so many names on your program that I'm just starting to get pissed off. Would you see...
What happened there? What happened? You hung up.
Hi,
I should
Tim.
Train wreck you for that.
Hi, Tim. I had a freak...
I've told you guys time and time again that I cannot pronounce people's names. Or cities, a lot of times. Also, most nouns I have a problem with. It's just... You just have to get past it.
Hi, Tim. I had a freak moment.
Oh.
So I was driving by and my street, and there was a house fire just a few miles from my house. And at the time, I was listening to the radio, and the song Burn, Baby, Burn came on, and I thought of your show.
And a so, baby burning.
Keeping awesome.
Thank you very much. Do a couple more here.
Jagoo, Tim, this is Jagoo. Kay, your Indiana listener. I was just calling you with a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever played them before. As far as I can remember, you haven't, but if you have, sorry. They're a band out of Brooklyn called Made Out of Baby. Yes, Made Out of Babies.
I don't think I've played them.
Their lead singer sounds like the deaf chick getting nailed that you played about a week or
oh,
two ago.
Oh, fantastic.
If she were to try to sing, this is what this chick would sound like. It's what their lead singer would sound like. Anyways, be sure to look them up, especially a song called Mr. Prison Shanks. It's absolutely hysterical.
If anyone has that, you know, email it to me. I'd love to feature it. I've got some Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees, I think, for tomorrow's program.
Hey, Tim, this is Chairman Texas. I am a Sideshow member, so don't be an asshole, motherfucker.
Okay.
I was kidding. It's pretty obvious here that I'll be drunk. I just want to say, man, I haven't gone through some tough shit right now, man. I'm trying to get through college, but I can't get a loan. Can't get a job. Mom's losing her job. Ain't got no money.
You are a broke ass hoe, my friend.
Man. Well, I'm stressed out, man. There's nothing like sparking up a blunt and listening to the story of you, man.
Absolutely.
I want to say thanks, man, for all everything you give me, man.
I think once this promotion with Adam and Eve is done, I'm going right to High Times. They'll buy a few spots, won't they? All right, next up.
What the fuck? Is this some sort of sick joke, you stupid motherfucker?
Yes.
Mandatory use of nudity. Is that funny? Is that funny for you?
Yes.
Abolish the penny? How the fuck do you think you're going to do that? Mandatory booster seats for passengers 14 or younger? Is this some sort of stupid fucking joke to you? It's fucking the election. I'm just joking. I really love the show, Tim.
I was waiting for that.
I just farted. I like Fat Band. All right, folks. You know, shit. Fuck that. Fuck.
All right. Very good. Should have train wrecked you, too. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh, God.
I have brain cancer.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Sideshow members, you'll be getting some bonus content tomorrow and throughout the weekend. We will see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Brain cancer.